From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. There are many things to see and do at next year's American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. Chad Smith has details on the jam-packed schedule.
Farmers and ranchers should make plans now to attend Farm Bureau's convention January 9th through the 14th, 2026 at the Anaheim Convention Center in California. Nikki Jones, Director of Event Marketing for Idea Ag, said they'll have a lot going on at the convention.
We'll be in sunny Anaheim, California this year, where attendees can take advantage of a full lineup of engaging workshops, tours of Southern California landmarks and agriculture, and energizing general sessions featuring our closing general session speaker, Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow.
Jones says the convention offers a workshop topic for almost every interest.
Topics for our workshops fall into four different tracks: public policy, consumer engagement, member engagement, and rural development. Some of our featured topics include the Make America Healthy Again movement, the Farm Bill, and Ag Economic Outlooks.
Once again, that website is annualconvention.fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Farm Bureau sends letters to the President and Congress. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
The American Farm Bureau sent letters to President Donald Trump and congressional leaders to speak up for America's farmers and ranchers as they are facing severe economic pressures. With falling crop prices, skyrocketing expenses, and trade disputes, farm families can't take much more of the unstable conditions. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said, across the country, farms are disappearing as families close the gates on the farms tended by their parents, grandparents, and generations before them. Prices paid for crops have fallen since 2022, and during that same time period, the U.S. agriculture industry has experienced a trade deficit. Uncertainty hangs as trade partners, specifically China, have added volatility in farm country, making farmers question their future livelihoods. President Duval said, in the short term, we urge leaders to authorize bridge payments for farmers before the end of 2025. These payments must be robust enough to address sector-wide gaps and provide meaningful support as the federal government works to recalibrate trade strategies, stabilize prices, and strengthen key market relationships. While emergency aid will temporarily assist farmers in easing some of the money burdens they are facing, only long-term solutions will change the economic conditions and improve rural America. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
October is generally jam-packed for my family, and this year is no exception. My mother-in-law, the kids, and I added to our October schedule by recently participating in a Market of Farms pop-up event. Producers from across Kansas brought their products to the pop-up market to increase visibility, connect with customers, and ultimately sell their goods. A number of people I visited with at the market have since connected with me through social media or email. Many of these messages have centered around October being Farm to School Month and how many Kansas schools participate in an annual crunch-off competition. The goal of the October crunch-off is to see how many students, staff, and community members can crunch an ag product from their state as a way to highlight locally grown items. Since many schools have their own popcorn poppers, and popcorn makes a great crunchable snack, we've sent bags of our Kansas-grown popcorn to schools all across our state for these events. Our popcorn crop has allowed us a personalized window into the lives, homes, and communities of those we're helping feed. It's allowed us the opportunity to connect with consumers, to share our story, and to serve as a resource.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.